On Thursday, the rise of the Mississippi River and also of the Vermilion River made plenty of work for those attempting to keep damage to a minimum. The Hastings Public Works Department erected a lighted sign on East 10th Street, informing travelers that the commonly used back way to the Treasure Island Casino was now closed at 185th Street, and that traffic should use Highway 316 as an alternative. Checking with local hardware suppliers, additional shipments of sump pumps, rolls of plastic sheeting, sand tubes, and rubber boots reflect the springtime need for residents and businesses in the area. During my daily documenting of impact to Levee Park, the 18.47 measurement brought the water level up and over the tables, which are bolted to the cement overlook, and large stumps and branches were snared by the railings and benches there. In JC Park, the water had crept up and under the foot of a popular swing, which normally provides a perch well above the current. Owners of Captain's Marina were joined by several who were armed with long poles, attempting to remove floating debris which was packed tight into several border slips. With projections heading upward until at least April 2nd or 3rd, the full impact for Hastings and several other river communities are yet to be known.